Welcome back to WSJE. My name is Ethan Meneghini, and I'm here recording Desert Island Discs with Seth Rinderconnect.
Hi, thanks for having me, Ethan.
So, Desert Island Discs is essentially something where you are stranded on a desert island, and you are asked to take three of your favorite songs with you, a luxury item, and a book. Seth Rinderconnect is a doctor and a OCR athlete and runner outside of being a doctor, and so I figured he'd be a good pick for this as somebody to be stranded on a desert island. So, Seth, if you had one song to take with you of your top songs, which would you take with you when you're stranded on a desert island?
So, yeah, thinking about a few different songs, the first one that I would take with me, and really in thinking about, you know, any songs that I would want with me, it'd be just to reflect different moods or facets of my personality. So the first song I would pick would be a song called Two Step by the Dave Matthews Band. So just a song that makes me kind of think about my family, makes me feel optimistic, hopeful, happy. So Two Step by the Dave Matthews Band would definitely make the top three.
That's perfect. So Two Step by the Dave Matthews Band, an upbeat song, so we can play that here in a second. Welcome back. So Seth first requested or first said that he was going to take Two Step by the Dave Matthews Band. But what would your second pick be?
So again, the idea of just kind of reflecting different moods. I like a lot of East Coast lyrical hip hop. So one of my favorite rappers is somebody named Nas. Nasir Jones is his full name. He had a really classic album in 1994 called Illmatic, but the song I would take with me is called Do-Rags off of an album called The Lost Tapes that came out in the early 2000s. And it's just like a contemplative kind of laid back, thoughtful kind of song.
That's perfect. So what was the song title again?
It's called Do-Rags, and it's by Nas off of his album called The Lost Tapes.
Perfect. Do-Rags by Nas. We'll have that coming up in a second.
Pushing drop tops, Stacey Lattice all tapes. The 80s had us all apes, young as gorillas up the bat at home plate. That was an uncanny era. Guns in my pants, yeah. X-Clan hair with dreads at the top of my fade. Homicide of feds on the block where I played b-ball. That's when I wondered, was I here for the cause or because? Cause Ray Charles could see the ghetto. Was told to stay strong and I could beat the devil. Cause yo, I used to play Apollo balcony seats, watching Swing razors in the front row, then out in the streets, the car show. 560s, chemical, afros, Acuras, pumping super lover, see a Casanova live, chicks be. Busting out of their clothes, wearing lip gloss, big door knockers peeling their earlobes. So where them years go, where the old gold beers and chairs go. But now them shorties here though, so the do-rags are back, fitted hats, snorkels and furs. Rikers Island bus is still packed, what's the word? The drinkers stay drinking, a puff of they herb. And I'm still enjoying life's ride, one more time. The do-rags are back, fitted hats, snorkels and furs. Rikers Island bus is still packed, what's the word? The drinkers still drinking, a puff of they herb. And I'm still enjoying life's ride. Political thugs and shark suits persuade us to pull triggers and army boots, yelling, join the armed forces. We lost the Vietnam War, intoxicated poisons, needles and arms of veterans instead of bigger fortunes. It's still a lot of calling in the corporate offices. War in the ghetto, we crabs in a barrel. They torture us, they won't be serving the beast too long. The murderers wearing police uniforms, Confederate flags I burn. B Street breakers were dancing to the music I chose. In Peachtree, Atlanta, crackheads was tooting their nose in frozen corners of Chicago. Loaded up llamas, children with fofos and double revolvers, we devil incarnates, headed for jail. With Shell Gas Company in South Africa be having us kill. Your paper money was the death of Christ, and all these shorties coming up just resurrect your life. It's like a cycle. Yo, the do-rags are back, fitted hats, snorkels, and furs. Rikers Island bus is still packed, what's the word? The drinkers stay drinking, a puff and a herb. And I'm still enjoying life's ride, one more time. The do-rags are back, fitted hats, snorkels, and furs. Rikers Island bus is still packed, what's the word? The drinkers still drinking, what? A puff and a herb. And I'm still enjoying life's ride, right?
So, again, Seth, we were just talking about Durags by Nas, which is one, your second pick for three songs that you would take with you. But finally, your third pick, what would be your third and final song to take with you on a desert island?
So, for me, the third song would have to be a motivator, right? So, that's one that's been left out in terms of the mood. And I guess in thinking about being deserted on a desert island, one of the first thoughts that come to mind is how I'm eventually going to get off that island. Mm-hmm. So I would choose off of, it's one of his more recent albums. I'm not even sure the name of the album, but Believe by Eminem. Just like a song that makes you feel like you can do anything, overcome anything. So that'd be the third pick for me.
And I started from the bottom like a snowman, wound up like round chuck and still put hands on you, staying wound up, that's how I spend time. Sucker free, confidence high, such a breeze when I pin rhymes. I just got that air about me, like wind chimes. Another day in the life, used to have to scrape to get by. Now my community's gated and I made it and my neighbors say hi. I'm giving them pounds, I'm upscale now, guess it means I'm way in the sky. But I still remember the days up, minimum wage for general labor, welfare recipients as a minor. Look how government assistance is major. Adversity, if at first you don't succeed, put your temper to more use, cause being broke's a poor excuse. That should only give you more fuel, show 'em why you're you so close. Got it, like I almost got it, but close only counts in time bombs and horseshoes. So I unibomb, shoot, no remorse, screw it, I'm lit. And that attitude I blew up on quick, that's why they called me firecracker. I grew up on wick, but a short fuse. I got some important news to report to anyone who thought I was done. Nah, if I'm not quite, spotlights back on top. My fate, where's yours? Do you still believe in me? Didn't I give everything I had to give you to make you see? I'll never forget if you turn your back on me now and walk out. I will never let you live it down. I'll never still quit. Believe in me. When I feel loose, I won't lose will. Do you still believe?
So, returning to Desert Island Discs with Seth Rinder Connect, we have chosen three songs, Two Step by Dave Matthews Band, Durags by Nas, and Believe by Eminem. But aside of songs, for entertainment purposes, what book do you think you would take with you on a desert island?
Yeah, so in thinking about this, it's kind of probably will sound like a really odd pick, but most of the reading I do is for purpose, so medical, not relaxing or not necessarily enjoyable by most people's standards. So I'll cheat a little bit and say I'd bring the Harry Potter series only because it just like it's you know totally like a kind of an escape, kind of relaxing escape from the situation that you're in, and just you know, fun and fantasy. So
that's a good pick. I like Harry Potter also. A very good book series and good movies as well. So the books, the Harry Potter series is the books that you would take with you. But additionally, aside of books, the other thing that you would have to take with you is a luxury item. So luxury item, what do you think you would take with you of all possible items that you could take with you on a trip like this?
Yeah, so I'm going to choose something that probably most people wouldn't consider a luxury item, but by many definitions, it would be. So I would bring with me a really overpriced sneaker, a brand of sneaker called Innovate. They make a X212 Talon is the name of the shoe. And so it's just like a very overpriced shoe. And again, you know, file that into thinking about like, how am I going to get off this island? So it's kind of like a OCR racing shoe, super lightweight, super good grip, really versatile, doesn't hold water at all, and would allow you to do a lot of things to further the mission of getting off an island while taking good care of your feet. I also think about it from kind of a medical standpoint, and so you don't want like an infected ulcer on your foot while you're trying to get off this island. So a well overpriced pair of sneakers, Innovate Talon X212s, is what I would pick.
That's actually perfect, fitting for the athleticism of getting off an island and being able to take care of your feet while you're getting off, and I guess do some running if you're trying to figure out. So that's perfect.
You gotta stay in shape if you're gonna get off an island, so you'd have to be able to run too.
That's exactly right. So thank you very much, Seth. This was Desert Island Discs with Ethan Meneghini for WHJE. For more audio like this, visit WHJE.com.